And I was so shocked by the amount of people that said they couldn't stand looking at themselves. And it just broke my heart because I really wish that people could just be happy with who they are as a soul. Welcome to the Evolved Mindset Podcast, your number one hype podcast to help you become the best version of yourself and transform your mind at the same time. We cover all things personal development, your brain, limiting beliefs, motivation, lifestyle, career, goals, and so much more. If you are new here, my name is Naomi and I am an online transformation coach. My sole purpose in life is to help people realize their true potential and never have to suffer with their mental health again. Now, who is ready to evolve their mindset? What is going on, guys? I hope you've had a fantastic day, night, week, month, whatever you are doing right now, whatever time of day it is. I hope you are happy, healthy, and well. I am always, as always, super excited to get into today's episode because we are talking all things self-care, self-love, self-worth, and self-belief. Now, yes, that is a lot of topics, but I feel like they all intertwine into one. So I'm really excited for today's episode and I cannot wait. So let's just get straight into it. Now, firstly, let's talk about self-care and self-love. Are you currently spending enough time doing self-care? Like, are you looking after yourself and your health and your happiness and looking after you? Do you know what I mean? So what I actually do with my coaching clients is I have a fill up your cup checklist. Now, this is something that we go over every single day and I make them tick off every single day. And I expect like at least like, you know, 3 to 5 plus things done every single day that is for you. Now, I'm going to go through a couple of them and I want you guys to come up with your own. I challenge you guys to create your own little fill up your cup checklist and tick them off. Now, obviously everyone is different, but I'm going to give you a few suggestions because I think it is so important to give back to yourself because you cannot pour from an empty cup. Am I right? Like, and no matter if it's giving to people like your coach or if it's giving to your clients or your employers or employees or your family or your children, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So it's super important to make sure you are filling up that cup and giving back to yourself with some self-care. So a few of my favorites are listening to a podcast. I know that's a little bit random because it sort of falls in the self-development sort of realm, but it makes me happy. And that's filling up my cup for me, like going for a walk in the sunshine, listening to a podcast. To me, that's self-care. Another one is like dancing freely and listening to music. Now that to me, again, that's self-care. That's some fun way to fill up my happy cup after I'm feeling a little bit drained. Now, some other ones that you may like is face masks, skincare, manicure, pedicure, massage. All of that sort of stuff feels into the same sort of category as well. Definitely some big ones there if you need a bit of femme energy in your life. Some ones that I love is like, you know, buying a coffee, like spoiling yourself, going to the beach, spending time off your phone and off social media, spending time with family or with a partner, reading a book, walking a dog, playing with your cats. Like there are so many. And it depends on who you are and what you believe is your true self-care and giving back to you and filling your cup up. But I challenge you to write down like, you know, 10 things that you love doing that make you happy. So this is your takeaway. I know we're only a couple minutes into the episode and I'm giving you homework. So write down what makes you happy and try and work those things into your day-to-day life. And I guarantee you will just feel so much more whole and just more full. Do you know what I mean? Okay, so let's talk self-love. Now, self-love to me is learning to love yourself for who you are, no matter what size and shape or person you are internally. So self-love, again, loving your inner person, loving who you are as a person, not looking at yourself and being like, oh, really need to lose 5 kilos or, oh my gosh, I wish my hair was longer or whatever that is. It's looking at your body and being like, you know what? I have been through some shit and I am bloody beautiful. I put a poll on my story the other day about how you view yourself, whether it is beautiful and strong, or you can't stand the look at yourself. And I was so shocked by the amount of people that said they couldn't stand looking at themselves. And it just broke my heart, because I really wish that people could just be happy with who they are as a soul internally without having to fix all of these things, these external things. But I guess that comes down to your mindset, right? And that's the reason why we are here today. Now, the way you talk to yourself matters. And I cannot stress this enough. And this is why I love mindset work, or, you know, personal development stuff and growing as a person, because the way you speak to yourself on a daily basis is how you will feel every single day, right? Like, it sounds pretty simple, but it's so crazy. The amount of people that speak to themselves negatively about their body or about who they are as a human, and they're just bringing themselves down. So this sort of comes into the next topic, and it's self-worth. What is self-worth, right? Like, what is your self-worth? How do you find it? This is something that I, to be honest, sometimes I struggle with. And you know what? It does take time to really dig deep and be like, okay, what is my self-worth? And you know, it's funny, because I asked a coach at some stage, I was like, how do you find it? And she's like, I can't tell you, and don't even try Googling it. This is something you need to do internally by yourself. Like, who is the person that wakes up every day? Why are they on this earth? Whose lives are they here to change? Whatever that may be to you. Do you know, like, do you believe in yourself? Self-belief is a huge thing. If you don't believe in yourself, why not? Like, why aren't you good enough? Why aren't you worthy? Why aren't you loved? Do you know, like, changing your internal dialogue are some things that can help you change your perspective on all of these things, but you need to do the inner work as well to get over, or to, you know, really feel like you love your damn self, right? So let's talk about a couple I am affirmations. Now, my top three that I want you guys to take away for this episode is, I am enough. Again, I am good enough. I am enough. I am worthy. So I am worthy of whatever. I am loved, whether that be you love yourself or you are loved by people. Those three are my biggest suggestions. If you are lacking in the self-love, care, worth, or belief department, I really feel like they will change your life, even if you repeat them on a daily basis, and just trying to truly believe those words are true. And again, jotting down some things for you to fill up your cup and to do some self-care. Jotting down some things you love about yourself every single day, looking in the mirror and saying things you love about yourself. Yeah, okay, we all want to change some things, but what do you love about yourself currently, internally mainly, and externally? And your worth. What is your worth? Trigger, right? Trigger warning. All right, my darlings, that is a super quick episode for today. I'm going to try and see if I can get another one out this week, because I did have something else I wanted to talk to you about. I hope you got something out of today's episode. Let me know in Instagram DMs or sharing it on your story if you do want me to do two episodes a week. Do you love these little potty nuggets, these quick little mindset motivational hacks? Do you want multiple ones per week, or you don't mind waiting weekly for them? Let me know by sharing this on your story, and do the number one or the number two somewhere on that story and tag me in it. It is the only way we grow, and I cannot appreciate you guys enough. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you very, very soon. I love you lots. Have an amazing day, and I will chat to you later.